And of course, automakers are just one sector of the troubled economy. In an overview of the crisis, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson shared a stage in Washington, D.C. last night with two of his predecessors. The former secretaries, Robert Rubin and Larry Summers, both served under President Bill Clinton. Their names are now being mentioned for possible jobs in the Obama administration. NPR's John Itzty has this report on how the Treasury secretaries, past and present, assess the current situation.
The venue was the Four Seasons Hotel and a conference of CEOs organized by the Wall Street Journal. The Journal's Alan Murray questioned the three economic heavyweights. He began by asking Secretary Paulson to assess, on a 1 to 10 scale, how much progress has been made in solving the financial crisis.
Well, I don't like to deal with 1 to 10 scales.
We can make it 1 to 5.
But I will say this. if the issue was to stabilize the financial system and prevent a collapse and get by the point where people are the market is rattled wondering which big institution will go down next, I think on a scale of 1 to 10, we're very close to 10 there.
But now, said Paulson, there's a lot of work needed to restore the financial system so that it can function in a way that will help revitalize the struggling economy. Former Secretary Robert Rubin acknowledged that Paulson and his team have made some progress.
I think the financial system is in better shape today than it was before Hank and the people at the Fed acted in the various ways they acted. I agree with Hank on that. There certainly are many issues lying ahead in the financial system. I think the single most important thing we could do right now is a very large fiscal stimulus married with a commitment, once the economy is healthy again, to put in place a multi-year program to get back to a sound fiscal regime.
Okay, let's talk about the fiscal stimulus. Larry Summers.
In case you didn't catch that, at the end of his answer, Rubin was reprising his old role in the Clinton administration as a champion of fiscal rectitude and balancing budgets, a battle he won at the outset of the Clinton administration, but an emphasis that will almost certainly have to wait in the Obama administration as stimulating the economy takes precedence. That brings us back to Alan Murray's question for Larry Summers about what's needed in terms of the size and duration of an economic stimulus package. Summers recalled that at the beginning of the year, he had suggested that any stimulus should be, quote, timely, targeted, and temporary.
I frankly think the situation has deteriorated very substantially from that point. And so I would go for speedy, substantial, and sustained over a several-year interval.
So not temporary.
I think we're going to need some impetus to the economy for 2 to 3 years.
Summers said a stimulus program could include elements that achieve some long-term goals, too, such as spending on infrastructure, on energy, and on health care. But he suggested budget cuts and tax increases, which are anti-stimulative, might have to be delayed. These are all elements of the Obama agenda, but Summers never referred to the president-elect directly and took pains to indicate his comments were simply his own opinions. He never answered how many hundreds of billions might need to be spent. As for the topic of the moment, whether to bail out the U.S. auto industry, Secretary Paulson had this comment.
The auto industry is an important industry, and I don't think it would be good to see the failure of an auto company in this tough period we're going through right now.
But Paulson said taxpayer money should only be provided if it clearly puts the auto companies on the road to sustained viability. Rubin agreed, saying any aid needed to get the companies into an economic model that would succeed in the long term. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.